will go to Linda Helena now to talk gardening. Hi, Linda.
Hi there. That was a bit of a blast from the past.
Yeah, cool, eh? You are organised, and it's because probably you've had not much else to do. Well, actually, that's not true. There's plenty to do, but just not many different places to do it, right?
Oh, my goodness. I have never been this organised with so few resources at hand. Mostly I've been organised to start sowing seeds because I am, well, I'm bored, quite frankly. No plants. I've been dividing things up from the garden, so I thought I'll stuff it. I'll just get ahead of myself and actually just start sowing all of my summer crops. And I figure if you're in New Zealand and you're not in level four, then, you know, just go away and do whatever you want to do because you can. But for those of us who are stuck at home, why not sow seeds? Because for the first time, I think, in my adult life, I'm at home all day to look after them.
Yeah. I remember when I was given some seeds to sow once and they gave me some seed mix as well. Do you need seed mix or can you just use normal soil?
Well, you generally use seed mix, but as none of us have any, just you can use whatever you've got, quite frankly. So I've been using some potting mix, but I've run out of that now too. So I've been just mixing things together. Excuse me, I've got terrible hay fever. I promise you don't have COVID. Basically, you can use garden soil. If you've got some pots that you've grown things in and you've got some old potting mix in them, just use that. Use whatever you can get, to be honest. You know, if you need to, take a small shovel while you go for a walk around and deal to some dirt from somewhere else if you live in an apartment. I think that that's acceptable at the moment while we're in lockdown. So you just need some sort of soil. And you need some seeds, obviously. Obviously, the good news is that the seed companies are still shipping, so you can still order online from Egmont Seeds and King's Seeds, or you can get some at the garden centre, depending on which garden centre you go to. Otherwise, if you're at level two, you can go to garden centres. And then all you need after that is something to put the seeds in. You can use anything. Like if you've only got recycled ice cream containers, just poke some holes in the bottom of that and go for it, and then just try to keep them nice and warm. And so I've got some tips on that, because obviously getting warmer during the days but still quite cold at night. And so
what do we do?
Well, yeah, basically sow your seeds, get them all into the soil and then cover them with something. So if you've got a clear plastic bag, they're a bit hard to come by these days, but if you've still got some plastic bags, you can just put the whole seed tray inside the plastic bag so that it keeps the humidity up. Or bubble wrap, if you've got some bubble wrap, just lay a piece of bubble wrap over the top of your seed tray.
And then, just at night?
Yeah, what I tend to do then is put them in the car. The car's not going anywhere at the moment. It's parked outside. It's nice and warm.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, every time you open your car during the day, it's always warm, right? It's always much warmer than around it. And so you can use them as kind of like a mobile glass house. And I put my tomato seeds in the back of our car, which has got a hatchback boot, and they have germinated, even though the temperature at night is nowhere near the sort of 20-odd degrees that they normally need. Yeah, so it's just a little thing you can do. Car sitting there.
So you're talking about just at the end of the day, you go put them all in the car because they wouldn't be able to grow.
At the beginning of the day. So basically put them outside. They need the warmth more than they need light seeds. So seeds will germinate in the dark. So also if you've got bathroom tiles, you can put them on the bathroom tiles until they germinate. Mm-hmm. You can put them in a hot water cupboard if you've got one of those. On top of the fridge, if you've got an old fridge, you know, some of the old fridges weren't very well insulated and so they had nice warmth on top. And then as soon as they sprout, that's when they need light. So as soon as you start to see those first little green shoots coming through, you've got to get them out into the light. And so what you tend to do at this time of the year is take them out during the day and then every night turn around and bring them all back inside where it's warmer. Mm-hmm. And this is a bit of a faff, but to be honest, I've got my kids at home, so I make them help me do it. Lug them all in, lug them all out again.
Yeah, so that they don't get too cold over it. Because I think I saw Auckland's still going to be 8 degrees tonight. So, that would be pretty tricky for it.
Way
for spring
too cold.
Plants.
And so, for example, I've sowed my cucumbers already, right? So cucumbers, you really shouldn't be sowing them until probably the middle of October. But I thought I'll stuff them here. So I put them in. And so they came up and they turned bright yellow. They were that cold. But they're greening up a little bit now. So you'll find that if you're growing things like tomatoes, they might go a bit purple during the day because they're not warm enough. But it doesn't matter so long as you bring them inside again at night. So they get lots of light and then they get a bit of warmth. And I mean, if you've got your heater on in your house or your heat pump, anything like that, the one thing you just need to be aware of is that will dry out the seed mix. And so just make sure you keep pouring the water on. Keep that moist at all times until they're growing quite nicely.
Okay, and fingers crossed you might actually get to go transplant them to the garden at some point.
Well, the only good thing about this is when we come out of lockdown, I mean, I've got kids at home, so even if we go into level three next week, we're not going back to school, and then we've got school holidays, so we've probably got the next 3 or 4 weeks at home, which is quite depressing news, but in that time, all those seedlings will grow really well, and then everything will be ready to go into the ground come Labor weekend, and that's the main planting time. So actually, it's, you know, this is the normal time to be getting stuck into sowing. So just do what you can, whatever level you're at.
Did you talk about where to get seeds?
Yeah, so King Seeds or Egmont Seeds will deliver. And the things that you can sow now are things like tomatoes. It's still a little early for beans, but, you know, I've got all mine, and so who am I to tell you not to? Courgettes and pumpkins, capsicums, broccoli, spinach, rocket, all the lettuces, everything like that can go in. The key is just to not put it into cold soil yet. So you can keep them growing in a seed tray for up to a month with no problem at all. So that's the thing. Like, we're thinking positive is what we're doing.
Thank you very much, Linda. Have a great weekend.
You too.